AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A vote is set in the House on a bill to form an independent commission to look into the January Capitol riot. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the aim is clear.
Congress has a clear and urgent responsibility to come to the truth of what happened and to assure that this can never happen again.
But Republicans say they will vote no. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says if it reaches him, he will vote no because he feels Democrats have too much control.
From initially offering a laughably partisan starting point to continuing to insist on various other features under the hood that are designed to centralize control over the commission's process and its conclusions in Democratic hands.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans are trying to sabotage the commission and are drunk off Donald Trump's baseless claim that the election was stolen from him. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing to press ahead with a fierce military offensive in the Gaza Strip. He's pushing back from President Biden's call to de-escalate. Israel continues to pound targets in Gaza with airstrikes. Palestinian militants are bombarding Israel with rocket fire throughout the day. Two former officers involved in the rough arrest of a 73-year-old Colorado woman with dementia last year will face criminal charges. This is DA Gordon McLaughlin.
Over the last month, the 8th Judicial District Critical Response Team conducted a thorough investigation that will allow us to move forward in the pursuit of justice on this case for Karen Gardner, for her family, and for the Larimer County community.
Gardner was arrested after she left a store without paying for at least $14 worth of items. Body camera video obtained by the AP shows Louisiana state troopers stunning, punching, and dragging a black man as he apologizes for leading them on a high-speed chase. Footage authorities refused to release in the 2 years since the man died in police custody. Stocks finished lower at the close. This is AP News. Buckingham Palace says Princess Beatrice is expecting a baby.
The palace says the 32-year-old granddaughter Queen Elizabeth II and her husband Eduardo Mapelemozzi are due to have their first child in the autumn. The palace says both families are delighted with the news. Beatrice, the elder daughter of Prince Andrew and his ex-wife Sarah Ferguson, married property developer Mapelemozzi in July 2020 at a small ceremony constrained by coronavirus restrictions. She is ninth in the line to the British throne. Zaria Shakili, London.
Iceland's popular Eurovision Song Contest entrant will not perform live at the event after a member of the group tested positive for the coronavirus. The group's song, 10 Years, will remain in the competition. A recording of the dress rehearsal from last week will be broadcast. The 65th edition of the Song Contest is underway in Rotterdam amid strict testing and hygiene protocols. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.